Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Does falling in love affect your brain? Our next guest is going to talk about her research tomorrow night at the UMSL Lecture Series at Alamo Drafthouse. It's part of the live art market at City Foundry. Dr. Sandra Langeslag is a cognitive and biological psychologist and UMSL Associate Professor of Psychological Services, and she joins us now on KMOX. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm really curious, what led you to study this?
So I was always interested in science, and then I found out there was something called biological psychology, and I was like, I want to study that. And then I was heartbroken because my boyfriend broke up with me, and then I fell in love with someone else, and so I combined all of that into my research interest.
You know, I'm really curious about this because I have a couple of teenagers. Listeners know that, you know, and this is a really a hard thing for teenagers because it seems like when they fall in love, it has an incredible effect on that. So how do you measure the effect of falling in love or being in love on the brain?
Yeah. So for our studies, we usually invite participants into the lab who are in love, and we often have them look at pictures of their beloved, for example, and we measure how their brain responds to those pictures.
So what do you see there?
So we usually, we're often looking at brain waves that signify attention. And so we've shown in multiple studies that people have better attention for pictures of their beloved than, for example, pictures of a friend who is someone they also know and like, but they're just not in love with.
Does it take over the brain at times?
Yes. I mean, as most people know, being in love or falling in love is an all-consuming event. And so, yes, lots of stuff happens in the brain when you fall in love.
I don't know if you've studied younger people, but is it different in a developing brain? And I'm thinking specifically of teenagers.
Yeah, so I've not studied adolescents, but I kind of expect the process to be similar in adolescents as in young and even older adults. Yeah.
How long-lasting are the impacts of falling in love on the brain?
Well, so there's different kinds of love, and infatuation is that early stage love that's sometimes also called passionate love, and that's accompanied by butterflies in the stomach and nervousness and euphoria. That doesn't tend to last all that long, maybe weeks or months, and when people become involved in a relationship with their beloved, that often changes into attachment or companionate love, which is a much calmer form of love where you actually like being with your beloved and you just want to chill on the couch together and they can calm you down when you're upset.
Does that have a different impact on the brain than that infatuation that you mentioned?
Yes, yes. So that's much calmer. It's much longer lasting, although we also know that that attachment also decreases over the course of decades as well.
Are the chemical processes different?
Yes, although we don't have too much data in humans because, you know, studying the actual neurotransmitters and hormones involved is pretty invasive. And so we tend to do that more in animals than people.
I'm curious if you've studied what happens in a breakup.
Yeah, so I have one study where I actually tried to help people cope with a breakup that they were upset about, and I had them think negatively about their ex-partner, and as I hoped, that decreased love feelings for the ex-partner, but it also made people feel more unpleasant, which is not what I had expected. I expected them to feel better. But I also showed in that same study that when people distract themselves by thinking about something that is not related to their ex-partner, they will feel better. So I found those two strategies are probably helpful when people are coping with heartbreak.
What explains our ability and our brain's ability maybe to fall in love multiple times?
Sometimes people think there's like only one true love, but you know, I don't think so. So people fall in love with different people serially, so in turn. And there's even anthropologists that have suggested that we're supposed to move on to a next partner. So you're supposed to maybe have one child with one person, then move on to a next person to have another child, to spread your chances, basically.
You kind of touched on this, but can we train our brains not to love someone, especially maybe when our heart's been broken?
Right. Yeah. So in my research, I've shown that people tend to think they cannot control love. But in my research, I've shown that if I tell people to do certain strategies, that they actually can make themselves a little bit more or a little bit less in love than they were. And so, yes, it is possible to change ever so slightly how in love you are.
I know you're going to be talking about some of these things at your talk tomorrow as part of the UMSA lecture series at the Alamo Draft House. What are some of the other things that you want to get across to your audience?
Yeah, so tomorrow I'll specifically be talking about comparing romantic love and addiction. So I'll first talk about why it is important to scientifically study romantic love. And then I will describe some of the symptoms of drug addiction and romantic love to see how they are similar or how they are different. And then I will describe two ongoing studies in my lab where we are comparing romantic love with chocolate craving and romantic love with vaping addiction. And I will present the preliminary results of both studies to see how love and addiction are similar or different.
I've often heard that, like chocolate, that it is very similar, for example, to people who are addicted to nicotine. You know, I'm curious if you can give us a little teaser about, you know, what you found about love and addiction and their similar effects on the brain.
Yeah, so far, it seems to be the case that romantic love is even more intense than addiction, which is not exactly what I expected. But on all variables that we're measuring, so craving for the beloved or chocolate or a vape, attention for the beloved or chocolate or a vape, people tend to score higher on the love variable. So love seems to be even more intense than addiction.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to hear more from Dr. Sandra Longislaug, you can listen to her tomorrow night, 6:30. She will be speaking at the Foundry. It's at the Alamo Draft House in their lobby bar. It starts at 6:30. And of course, you're encouraged to enjoy things while you're there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX. I hope you have a great turnout.
Thank you so much.
And another thing we do need to note about that event tomorrow, it's of course part of the live art market on Wednesday nights. It is a drop-off location for donations and care items benefiting the St. Louis Early Childhood Response Team, and that's helping families in early childhood centers that were affected by the tornadoes on May 16th.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.